That's the style of music that I grew up with. Daddy, it was, well, if you get out of bed early, it wouldn't be a problem. All my guys are always up at a crack of noon. Daddy studied Shakedown music, and that was a style of, they had three and four notes prior to that, but it kind of limited you on the melodies. And but James D. Vaughan was a publisher in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, many years ago, and he had the idea that if he put a quartet out on the road and send out books and sheet music, well, he could sell more of his music. And so he sent out a quartet called the Vaughan's Four Quartet. And other groups started doing that, other publishing companies, and thus was born the industry of Southern gospel music. The dad of the quartet sang much like we did, more of a mountain style of the approach to it. But he went to the singing schools and he learned to read shaped note music and taught me after I was an adult even, and he would, said it would be good for me. And I've used it a whole lot, but he used to really get after me because I would take songs that he had sang and I'd change them to suit me. And he would say, that's not the way the writer wrote the song. They wrote the song the way they wrote it because that's the way they wanted it. And I know my cop-out was down there, Dad, you know I can't read music. And so one day he said, I've heard that enough, come in here. So I was 30 years old, but when my dad spoke, I listened to him. But he said, this would be good for you after I'm gone. This would be beneficial. And he had an army locker full of stuff, full of all the books he collected over the years, and he gave all those to me. And it has been very beneficial. But that's where the style of music I did basically come from, was Dad and studying the shape notes. So it's a lot of fun to do. So any other questions right quick? Or right slow? Yeah. Yes.
In the company that I'm familiar with, 135, what is
four? Octave below one. Yeah, that's the bass line. I mean, he, you know, technically he's an octave below the lead line, but it doesn't mean he sings the melody like the one with, like the lead vocal does. He provides the bass line, and so he's not exactly, he doesn't sing the melody as I would, whoever sang the lead. He does, but that's the fourth vocal is an octave. Sometimes you do five, a lot of times they'll do like this. It'd be 1, 3, 5, 1, 6. So it's kind of weird, you know. But we don't do that much, but sometimes we do. Once in a while, I'll put a quartet behind the lead vocal. And, you're having a quartet behind the lead vocal. So you have two leads sometimes, you know. But not all, we don't do this whole song that way. You know? That's why we don't do it too much. Somebody else had a question?
Right here in front, Bill.
Yes. Well, it's exactly what it said. Each note has a shape to define what it is. You can look at it. You can,
like a shape for E, shape for A.
Well, no, it's a shape for your scale. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Yeah. And of course, do, re, mi is your first. Mi is the third major note.
Right.
It's shaped like a diamond.
Looking at that, you can see where you
Know where you are. So to me, it was really easy. I don't read the tablature.
Poor notation.
No. That's, I'm afraid it might hurt my pick. So I don't take away the creativity. Or back home, we call it bluffing.
It works here, too.
Yeah, it works. but it's made up of, you know, do through do, or you know, seven notes. But then you add your minors in there. But you can do so much more with the melody. Prior to that, they did what they call fa sol la. And truly, and it was like three notes. It really limited your... fact is, when they would do a fa sol la, I couldn't tell one from the other because they all sounded alike, because you don't have enough to work with as far as melody. And they tend to sound a lot alike. Anybody else? Questions?
Give me tips for how you can stay on your part. I mean, ever have any challenges?
let one of the guys answer that.
One thing that you learn when you come to work for Doyle Austin Quicksilver, or any band like Doyle, that the same leaders like Doyle will tell you the same thing. And one thing he taught me early on, I was 22 when I first came in to rehearse. I'm 32 now. When I first came in, he told me, he said, you have to listen to everybody around you. You can't just be listening to yourself. If you get to listening to yourself a lot of times, then you kind of leave the pack. But if you listen to everybody around you, even, and it goes the same in playing, he taught us, you have to play and sing as a unit, not as just a, you know, a one person, because you will stray. So you learn to use your ear to listen to everybody around you. And if you do that, you learn to breathe, phrase, pitch, tone, everything at the same time. You learn to do that. So just developing your ear to listen to everybody around you and play and sing as a unit, that's been a great lesson.
Is that how you learn your parts as a unit?
They pretty much know their part when they get here. If they don't, they don't get here. But a lot of guys are young, and they've got the potential. But a lot of times they don't realize. I probably have more questions about the baritone part than any part, because when they come here, they learn the correct way to sing baritone. Most people, the problem they have is they think it's all below the lead, and it's not. The baritone, we always said baritone is what, that's the part that he gets what anybody else don't want. So they go off, he grabs that part, you know, then they come back, he goes someplace else. But learning how to sing baritone correctly is the one thing that that most of the guys, when they come here, it's a new experience for them. But as I said, they have the gift and the potential of the ear, and it doesn't take long. I do tell, you know, I hear the notes, and it's just the fact that when they're new, Jamie best described it, they've yet, most of the time, to listen to what's around them. And it's one of the keys. And then, but it doesn't take long. Once you break it down and say, no, I want you to do this. And that's pretty much
you. One of the tricky parts for me, Doyle, is when you were teaching us, when I first came into rehearsal, was teaching us how the baritone a lot of times would go over the lead. See, I'd never done that before. Yeah. And so he'd stop me 15 times in 5 minutes trying to teach me, you know, the lead or the baritone has to go above the lead on this song. And like, I found the way, if we could do a trio real quick of that, just me and you and Darren, we'll show y'all do the baritone on it. Darren will sing the tenor, Doyle sing the lead. You'll watch me, there's certain notes. I'll raise my hand when I go above the lead, that way you'll know what I'm doing, if I know what I'm doing.